Today's Tanya for Purim Yudalad Odo Sheni is in Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37. It's on page 490. The Alter Rebbe is continuing the development of the explanation to the two questions that the Rebbe asked earlier. What is the purpose of the neshama of the Beinoni coming down into a body, into an animal soul? And also, what is the meaning of the word la'aseisei, to do, in the pasuk kareve lecha hadavar me'ed b'sicha obulvavcha la'aseisei? And the answer is so far that the Beinoni does not transform his animal soul. He doesn't make it into holiness. That's what separates the Beinoni from the tzaddik. However, the Beinoni is in control of the behavior of the animal soul. Not of its emotions and of its intellect, but of its behavior. The question of why the Beinoni's neshama comes into the animal soul is that since the Beinoni is not going to change the nature of the animal soul, why is it necessary for the Beinoni to be mislabesh into the animal soul? Why can't it be two separate things, two separate forces, and they fight each other, and the animal and the godly soul will overcome the animal soul and subdue it? The fact that it's clothed within the animal soul implies that there is some more intimate purpose, some intimate change, internal change in the animal soul that has to happen, and that's why in order to bring about an internal change, the godly soul has to be internalized, mislabish, into the animal soul. So for this, the Alter Rebbe explains that in doing a mitzvah, even though the animal soul initially doesn't want, but the fact that it must involve itself in the act of the mitzvah, because without the animal soul, the act doesn't happen, therefore the animal soul's koyach is involved and elevated by the mitzvah, so that there is a change in the animal soul itself, in the koyach of the animal soul. And the emphasis on the word la'aseisei is that since the Beinoni succeeds primarily in the doing, in the behavior, if the purpose of creation and the purpose of Torah and mitzvahs was for the sake of kavana and love and fear of God, then the Beinoni and his Aveda wouldn't satisfy and wouldn't be sufficient. But since, as the Alter Rebbe explains, the higher achievement, the real kavana is the act of the mitzvah, the performance, and in the act of the mitzvah the Beinoni is perfect, therefore the existence of the Beinoni is perfectly justified. And that's why the Alter Rebbe explains the significance of the doing as part of the explanation for the existence of the Beinoni. That because the doing is more important, that's what explains the purpose of the Beinoni being clothed in the animal soul. So far the Alter Rebbe has said that the lower koyach of the godly soul, the third garment, which is action, is affected and elevated by the act of the mitzvah. The energy of the animal soul that is involved in the act of the mitzvah, which against its will, it has to go along with the mitzvah. And then to some degree, on the higher level of the animal soul, it actually agrees to do the mitzvah and is willing to do the mitzvah. And so that in that way the animal soul is elevated, and with the animal soul the body. And now the Alter Rebbe will say that through that the physical objects of the world with which the body, on which the body thrives, the food that he eats and so on, all of this is elevated in the act of the mitzvah as well. This and more. There's even more elevation. And that is shekoyach nefesh achiyunis hamislabish be'esiyes hadibur b'talmud teira etfilo, the energy of the animal soul that is clothed in the words of the speech, in the study of Torah, or the speech of davening, ukiyetze bahen, or other mitzvahs that are performed in speech, so the energy of that speech, oy mitzvahs maisies, or the energy that goes into the action mitzvah, harekol gidulei v'chiyuseis mehadam, the energy and the growth of the power with which we speak and with which we do comes from the blood. Shemi klipas nega mamash, that comes from klipas nega. Shehein kol eichlunu mashkin sheochal v'shoso v'nasu dam. And where did the blood come from? All the food and the drink that one imbibes, ingests, that becomes blood, becomes your flesh and blood. Sheho yutachas memshalto, this food and drink were under the domain, in the domain of the klipa. And they drew their energy, their life, from klipa. They lived off of klipa. And now, in the act of the mitzvah, that food and drink, which became the flesh and blood, which gives the energy to perform or to say the words of the davening or the learning, it now becomes transformed, that food becomes transformed from zah, from evil to holiness. Al yedei keyach nefesh achiyunis hagodu mimeno, through the animal soul that grows in its strength from the food, shenislabish beis yes elei beasiyazu, since the animal soul is involved, clothed in the words that are spoken or in the act, the shaking of the lulav and esrog. Asher hein hein pnimiyus ritzeinei yizbodei b'lishum hesteponim, and the mitzvahs are godliness without any concealment at all. They are God's will, which is not concealed in the mitzvah, as it is concealed in creation, and therefore in the act of the mitzvah, the food through the animal soul becomes elevated. V'chiyusa nichlal gamkein, and therefore the energy put into the mitzvah is also absorbed. Be'ein sev baruch hu shehu ritzei neiz bareich, it's also observed into godliness, which means into God's will. U'v'chiyusa, and in the energy with which the mitzvah is performed, the energy of the act of the mitzvah, nichlal ve'eile gamkein kayach nefesh achiyunis. So the faculty of the animal soul is elevated along with the energy of the act of the mitzvah. So whether if it's the action, koyach ha'asiya of the animal soul, or the koyach ha'dibur of the animal soul, or the koyach ha'machshav of the animal soul, when it does the mitzvah, or he thinks the mitzvahs, thinks Torah, or says Torah, words of Torah, then that part of the animal soul, not only the act of the mitzvah and the energy of that particular mitzvah, but the entire koyach of the nefesh habahamis, either it's koyach hadibur, koyach hamachshava, koyach haasiyah, is also elevated in the act of the mitzvah. And then further, uvechayus, uvechiyuson, val yidei zeh, tale gamken klolos klipas mega. And through all of this, the klipas nega itself is also elevated, which means the general energy, the total energy of this physical world, all of it is elevated through the act of the mitzvah. So in the act of the mitzvah, there is the energy that goes into that particular act, that specific energy, that certainly is absorbed into the mitzvah, which means absorbed into God's will. It becomes one with God's will. In that energy, there is the koyach, the faculty of the animal soul. And that faculty of the animal soul, in other words, when the animal soul, through action, does a mitzvah, the koyach, ha'asiyah, the faculty of action is elevated. And through the animal soul being elevated, which is klipas nega, all of klipas nega in the world is elevated. And klipas nega is the general energy of this world. So that the entire world, at its core, in its essence, in its highest, is elevated through the act of a mitzvah. In the Hayyim Yayim, for Purim, the Rebbe writes that the Kriyas HaMegillah, Kairim, in the reading of the Megillah, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lahareg Ula Abed, Vilahareg Ula Abed. We repeat the word, the phrase twice, once without a vav, Lahareg, and the second time, Vilahareg. And also in chapter 9, Pasuk Beis, V'ish Ve'omad Bifnehem, with a Beis, and then we repeat it again, V'ish Ve'omad Lifnehem. Because we're covering both versions. Ba'amiras ha'geres hazeis, in the reading of the words in the Megillah where it says Igeres hazeis, which means this letter, the Megillah was the letter, and Igeres ha'purim hazeis hashenis, or when we read the words this letter, the letter of Purim, we shake or rustle the Megillah. Nusach Shishanas Yankiv, the Nusach of the Shishanas Yankiv, which is read after the Megillah, is Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim, and then Shachiyonu is made also during the day. Of course, Shachiyonu is made before the reading of the Megillah, but not only at night, but also the second time during the day. The Megillah, Shekosav Azmur, in the Megillah that was written by my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, in many Megillahs, the 10 sons of Haman make up a column in the Megillah. But in the Rebbe Rashab's Megillah, which he wrote himself, the 10 sons are not on a separate column by themselves. Also, there are those who write the Megillah who work it out so that every column begins with the word Hamelech. And in the Rebbe Marash's Megillah, it's not necessarily so that every column begins with Hamelech. The Torah, Be'edir HaMaschel Yivyu Levush, Sif HaMaschel V'hine Bechinas Levush, Tzarech Liyes, V'hi Bechinas, Bechina Pnimis, V'zuhi HaMasteres.